The number of people killed on American roads declined slightly last year, but that number is still over 40,000 in one year. Cities around the country are trying to bring the numbers down, and they're getting federal infrastructure dollars to help, although they face some roadblocks. Here's NPR's Joel Rose.
The streets of Lancaster, Pennsylvania are old and narrow, with 19th century brick row houses practically on top of each other. That hasn't stopped Mayor Deneen Sirachi from making some 21st century changes.
This is another two-way conversion, Secretary.
Sirachi led a walking tour for Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg last month to show off Lancaster's new protected bike lanes and other changes the city is making in the name of safety, like converting some streets from one-way to two-ways.
It's definitely slow traffic.
The money to do this work, about $12 million, came from the Federal Department of Transportation. Sirachi says that's cut the timeline for these projects in half.
So what would have taken us 10 to 12 years is going to take us, you know, 5 to 6. So
it really translates into lives saved.
Yes, exactly.
Cities across the country are getting billions of dollars in federal infrastructure funding, much of it through a program called Safe Streets for All. That money flows directly to cities, which means these projects can happen more quickly and in more places than ever before. But sometimes that's also accelerating conflict with local residents who don't like these changes. You can find them in Lancaster, just a few blocks away.
It's awful. They've taken all of our parking places away.
Debbie Smithkel is a vocal opponent of the city's new bike lanes. So is her late husband, a former mayor of Lancaster. Smithkel is angry about the loss of parking on the corner in front of the pharmacy that the family owns. She says the current mayor's office was not receptive.
They didn't listen to one thing, nothing, what the citizens had to say. They had their mind made up before they even got here.
Some of Smithkel's neighbors don't like the bike lanes either, but some of them do. Lee Shannon and Sarah Way live near the same corner on the west side of Lancaster.
We both bike in the city a little bit, so it's nice to have a protected bike lane away from the traffic, which is good.
I use it all the time. Default to that instead of my car, which is nice.
Tensions like this are playing out across the country in cities large and small that are using this unprecedented outlay of federal cash to redesign dangerous streets and intersections.
It's about saving lives.
Becky Daggett is the mayor of Flagstaff, Arizona. She's one of about a dozen city leaders who gathered during a meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C. earlier this year to talk about what they're doing to make their streets safer and how to navigate local pushback. Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell says his city has been adding no-turn-on-red signs, and drivers are not happy about it.
I have to tell you that when you take someone's ability to turn right away, that is not an easy thing.
Transportation Secretary Buttigieg was famously a mayor himself, and he acknowledged at a press conference in Lancaster that these road safety projects will not be popular with everyone.
Look, anything that tinkers with your routines and habits can lead to resistance.
But Buttigieg urged local leaders to challenge the status quo anyway.
Something like a bike lane is too often treated like a recreational bell and whistle. It is a life-saving means to make transportation safer. What I've seen time and time again is that when a community does make that choice to have safer streets, even if they're a little bit slower, they never regret it.
The federal government can put up the money, but the political will to push for safer streets, that's something local leaders still have to find on their own. Joel Rose, NPR News, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.